we're up to Tehilim, the 60th chapter. Lam natzeach al shushan edut michtam ledavid lelamed. So this is a complicated pasuk. Lam natzeach ordinarily is to the conductor. It's a song that was composed by David for the conductor in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the problem is that here the Targum translates it differently than he ordinarily does. He says l'shabacha, to give praise. For some reason, he had a tradition that this Lam Natzeach is different than the other ones. Al Shushan Eidut. What's Shushan? So we know Shushan is a capital. It's a right in the Persian Empire. We also know Shushan could be from Shoshana. And here, Shushan, according to some of the commentaries, is an instrument that was used to play music, and it had the shape of a rose. Shushan could be a rose. So, Lam Natzeach al Shushan, the one who was conducting over the Shushan, Eidut. What does Eidut over here mean? So, Eidut could mean testimony. Eidut could be from the word Adi, an ornament, something beautiful. So, over here, the simple understanding is, to the conductor, the following rose, the beautiful piece that was Michtam, and Ketem is also an ornament, Le David, for King David, Le Lamed, to teach. This is an extraordinarily beautiful piece by King David to teach. That's the simple understanding here. This was a song that King David cherished. This was like his michtam. This was his ornament. But Chazal have a lot of understandings here on this mizmo. The word michtam can mean the way we explain. Michtam could also mean not an ornament, but rather the way David led the people, that he, even though he was the leader, he was mich, which it comes from the word mach, which means lowly, that David was exceptionally modest and humble. Even as a leader, he behaved in an unusually modest fashion, and we know that. He was taking counsel from other people. He was listening to what people had to say. And he was tam. Mich tam is, Chazal tells, combination of two words. Tam, he was whole. The Targum tells us a fascinating understanding here. I'm skipping a lot of Chazal. Chazal have multiple understandings in this pasuk. The Targum says the following. The following phrase is about the ancient testimony. Eidut over here, he says, is the testimony that goes way back when, between the sons of Yaakov and Lavan. It is the letter that King David had to teach over. And now he's going to explain. So let's read the rest of the chapter and try to understand it. And then we'll have to go back and try to fill in the gaps. I don't know if we'll have time to do all that tonight. Let's see. Dehatzotoho. I'm thinking maybe we should learn first tonight the simple understanding, and then next time we'll fill in more. So we'll go with the simple understanding. David HaMelech composed this song to teach people the importance of recognizing that God is watching over what's happening. Things don't just happen to us in a vacuum. It's planned, Hashgacha. The whole chapter revolves around Hashgacha. Behatzoto, when he gathered his troops to go to fight, Et Aram Naharayim Vet Aram Tzova. He went to fight the battle against the Arameans called Aram Naharayim and Aram Tzova. We know there were different groups of Arameans. Vayashov Yoav Vayachet Edom Begemelach Shneimasar Aleph. And Yoav went back and beat the Edom troops that came to Gemelach, 12,000 men. So David was in the process of fighting a war with Aram. Edom came along to fight Aram. David saw that he was about to be attacked by Edom. He sent his chief general, Yoav, and Yoav went and attacked Edom. He didn't let them join forces with Aram. Vayashov Yoav. Yoav went back, and he beat Edom in Gemelach. He destroyed 12,000 men. He didn't let them join forces with Aram in the war. Elohim, zinachtanu, firatztanu, Anafta tishovev lanu. God, you've left us. You've breached our walls. And once the walls are breached, everyone can enter. So too, you've allowed us to be attacked on each side. Anafta, you've been angered at us. Tishovev lanu. And now, please, come bring us back to Tishovev, to tranquility. Bring us back to a situation where we could come back to rest. You've been angered at us, and that's why you've put us in the situation where we're attacked from all fronts. We understand. Now, please bring us back to this, to the point of rest. Hirashta eretz pitzamta. You made the land roar. You broke it. You pitzamta is like tzimin. It's like to cause it to shatter. And obviously, this is in metaphoric terms. I don't think it's from that smith. It's from in Chazal. We have the term patzim. Patzim is a broken piece of wood. So it could be that the root is at hatzmeta, but I'm not sure. Yeah, that's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Yeah. So David HaMelech says you've made the land hirashta eretz. You've made the land tremble, so to speak. You've made the land hirashta. I don't know the best way to translate that. You made the land rumble. That's the right word. You made the land rumble with the battalions that are marching forward to attack us. Pitzamta, you broke the land. You broke it. Refa shevareha chimata. And being that you broke it to pieces, so now heal it. Refa shevareha, heal the broken pieces. Chimata, because it's been put down. So hirashta eretz pitzamta. Refa shevareha. Now heal it, because now it's on the verge of collapse. It's being put down. Hirita amecha kasha. You showed your nation a difficult downfall. You came to teach us a lesson. Hishkita no yain tar eila, and you gave us to drink wine, which yain tar ela, so that's a term that's used throughout Tanakh. It's wine that's referred to as wine that harms a person, wine that seals off a person's heart. So tar ela is like ola, it's like arel. Arel is one that's uncircumcised. That's how Chazal explained that tar ela. We have many words in Hebrew: simla, salma. That the middle letters are switched back and forth. So hishkitanu yain tarila, you gave us to drink wine that would seal off our hearts, that would prevent us from attaining wisdom. You're punishing us. Notice David's perspective. That's what he said. This is a song that has to be taught. That's how he introduced the song. This is a precious song of David's to teach. And what's the song about? When we were attacked on all fronts, we have to recognize that God is punishing us. He's destroying the land. And we turn to God and we say, you've taught us hard times. You've gave us to drink this wine that seals off the heart. Natata li reyecha nes lehit noses mipenei koshet sela. And now, David speaks in the past tense, but he's really asking in the present tense. Give your nation the capacity to be uplifted in the world. Natata li reyecha, you have given, but really he means give your servants. Nes lehit noses. Nes is a banner, a flag, to wave up high. Give us that capacity. Mipenei koshet sela. Because of the truth of your words in the world. Koshet is truth. We know that from Mishlei. Koshtim re'emet, right? So, mipenei koshet sela, in order to show the world that there is truth and that we represent the truth, so allow us to come back from this war in peace. Leman yechaletzun yedidecha, so that your friends, the Jewish people, will escape in peace. Hoshia yeminecha vaneini, extend your right hand in salvation and answer me. Elohim diber bekodsho eloza. God spoke with His Holy Spirit. He spoke through His prophets. And eloza, David says, I will be happy with my kingdom because God spoke about me good things through the prophets. Achaleka shechem ve'imek sukot amadeid. Achaleka, I will divide the territories of the nations among Israel, and I will measure them to the portions as I divide them to the Jewish people. Li Gilad v'li Menashe v'Ephraim ma'oz roshi Yehuda mechokeki. David HaMelech foresaw through HaKodesh that in the days of his grandson Rechavam the kingdom would be divided. So he says, but in my days, Li Gilad, I rule over Gilad, that's the territory on the eastern side of the Jordan. Li Menashe, they had a huge territory both on the western and the eastern side of the Jordan. V'Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, and Ephraim is the strength of my head, they watch me from the enemy. And here we could suggest maybe Ephraim over here refers to all the northern tribes, the Ephraim that was lost. Yehuda, by comparison, which remained in the territory of Rechavam, Yehuda mechokeki, Yehuda are my officers, they also listen to me. Moav sir rachzi. I use the Moavites, they're the ones, they're like my pot that I used to wash out of. So, Moav sir rachzi. Moav is like the pot I used to wash out of, meaning they're also, they listen to me, they do as I say. Aledom, ashlich na'ali. I place my shoes over Edom. They're also, they listen to me. And here he's referring to the fact that when the Edomim attacked them in the middle of the war, after the war, he put them in shackles. He put their feet in shackles. That's why he refers to them as people that he puts his shoes over them. Alai peleshet hitro'ai. Over me, the Philistines, they blow the trumpets of a king. They recognize me, and when I come by, they blow in my honor that I'm the king. So I control all the neighboring territories. I control my own kingdom, I control the neighboring territories. David HaMelech again says, how did I get to all of this? Go back a pasuk, because God said so. That's the point again. I've only attained this kingdom because God told the prophet that that's the way it would be. He's attributing even his success to the Hashgacha of Hashem. Mi yovileini, who will bring me il matzor to the city that has good fortification, and I'll conquer it. Minachani ad Edom, and who led me to Edom to overtake them? Who is it that gave me all these military successes? Halo ata Elohim, it's you, God, and now zenachtanu, you've left us. I know that my success until now is all because of you, but now you've left us. Elohim, and now you're not going out with our armies. I know that if you'd be with us, we'd be successful, but now we're in a time of danger, and I know that you've put us there. In the past, my success was thanks to you, and so I recognize in the present that my dire situation is also because you want me there. So my hope is that you'll take me out of this. Havalanu ezrat mitzahar. So now please, help us, save us from the enemy. Vishav tishuat adam. And I know that the hope in mankind is worthless. I don't put my hopes in any man. I turn to you, God. You helped me in the past. You put me in this problem. And so I turn to you. Havalanu ezrat mitzahar. Help us from the enemy. Be'elohim na'asechahayil, with you, Hashem, we will be successful. Vehu yavus tzareinu, and I know that you are the one that can trample our enemies. So David HaMelech says this song has to be taught. What's the point of the song? When things go bad, recognize God put you there. Didn't just happen. He helped you until now, and if it's going bad, He put you there. So turn to Him. He should help you get out of it. But the recognition that if it turned bad, then Hashem put us there. So the idea, in a nutshell, And the idea is that I deserve to be in this situation. I know that. But why do I deserve it? Because I have things that I have to fix. One of the things that are supposed to happen when we stand before Hashem and Davin is we're supposed to come to a more complete recognition of what we've done wrong and how we're going to do it better. The conversation with Hashem is a conversation where at some point in the conversation we go to the depths. We recognize, wait a second, I'm not where God wants me to be, and that's why I need these things I'm asking of Hashem. And then within the conversation we're supposed to come to the realization what we're supposed to do different. We're supposed to come out of the tefillah, out of the conversation with Hashem, different people. And being different people, then we will merit a different treatment by Hashem.